JC Corcoran Podcast.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that JC is out there running his mouth. Let me read you a comment that he left to someone. Hello, Beth, you Nazi cow.
And now, ferocious lightning and 60-mile-an-hour winds with KSDK meteorologist Chester Lampkin.
All right, we're in storm alert. I've been watching this hefty storm move into Metro St. Louis here, and it is putting down ferocious lightning, 60-mile-per-hour winds, ferocious lightning, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, possibly up to 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, 60-mile-per-hour winds with 60-mile-per-hour winds. 60-mile-per-hour winds being reported. It is ferocious, ladies and gentlemen. Up to 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and this is ferocious. I haven't seen lightning like this. The possibility of 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The lightning is coming down at a ferocious pace. Tons of lightning and the possibility of 60-mile-per-hour winds. But 60-mile-per-hour winds and the 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. The storm has 60-mile-per-hour winds, and we are still in storm alert here. But up to 60-mile-per-hour winds. Tons of lightning, ferocious lightning. Possibility of 60-mile-per-hour winds, putting down ferocious lightning, the possibility of 60-mile-per-hour winds. Let me get out the way and show you which areas.
Now, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Lead story on Fox 2 News this morning is broken windows downtown. Sometimes St. Louis just looks like a small town, and maybe it is. I don't know. How you doing, kids? It is Thursday, October 28th. 2021 here at jcontheline.com. Sorry about yesterday, but I virtually had very little voice to work with. The after effects of the surgery and the hose down your throat and the steroids and the whole thing have completely screwed up my throat. I probably still don't sound exactly the way I should, but we shall forge ahead, and that is it. Boy, are we in for a wake-up call here on the weather forecast, especially for the weekend. I remember trick-or-treating a couple of nights in St. Louis where the weather was just absolutely beautiful, temperatures in the mid-70s, but I can remember a lot more Halloweens. I think when my daughter was three, we took her trick-or-treating. She was like so excited. We'll do our Halloween podcast tomorrow morning here at jcontheline.com. By the way, but we would go up to Maryland Heights to my grandmother, my daughter's grandmother, my wife's mother, and we'd go to Maryland Heights, and they would open up the garage, and they would build a bonfire just outside the garage, and we would sit there and try to stay warm while the kids were trick-or-treating. And my daughter, who was, again, this is one of her first Halloweens, and just the concept of being able to dress up like a little Disney princess and go around and get free candy was just more than she could even believe. But the temperature took a huge nosedive, and the wind started blowing. She hit two houses, and that was it. She had to come in. She was freezing to death. It's like this time of year, you're never exactly sure what you're going to get. Then again, for those of you who are longtime fans of the show, you know that I have a borderline sick obsession with the Cuban Missile Crisis, which, by the way, ended on this date in 1962. If you want to see a very, very good movie about the Cuban Missile Crisis that I've probably seen 40 times now, there's a movie called 13 Days. It's got Kevin Costner and a bunch of other people. And I'm telling you, what a the movie plays like a documentary, but it is absolutely magnificent. And it reminds us that we're all living on borrowed time here, because we're about 15 minutes away from the whole damn world just going kaboom. It was about 15 minutes, because when the United States employed that blockade right out there in the ocean as ships were trying to deliver goods to Cuba, and Kennedy just basically said, no, you're not, until you take these missiles down that are pointed at Miami, you can go piss in the wind. And so we're putting the blockade around the island of Cuba, and it almost all went kaboom that day. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's the only time, the only occasion where I saw look of honest to God terror and fear on the face of my father. We are all living on borrowed time. All right, what's Facebook going to do today? They're going to change their name, allegedly, today. There's some people think that the new thing is going to be called Meta. We'll see what happens. But, Zuckerberg's in a lot of trouble here. He's in over his head. He created a monster. The monster is, you know, going off on its own now. The thing has slipped out of his control. They don't know what to do. So they're going to change the name and allegedly going to try to get rid of older users of Facebook or whatever the new thing is going to be called, and then focus on younger people. Gosh, that never happens, huh? Where older people are left behind. And so talk about sick obsessions. How about youth? In a long conversation the other day with my friend who lives in Spain. She actually is from Crèvecœur, but had a series of tragedies in her life and liquidated everything that she owned and took the money and moved to Spain and is very happy there, by the way. She and her boyfriend are moving into a new house, and the rooms are all round. And this is, you know, one of the older homes. You go into Spain, there's lots of, you know, modern day stuff, obviously, like anywhere else in the world. But especially in the smaller towns and some of the tourist communities and stuff like that. I mean, you're talking about, you know, homes that were built in the 1500s or 1600s. And the rooms are round. And honest to God, I said, why are the rooms round? And she said, because at the time, the people who were building homes did not want to allow the devil to hide in the corner. I think I'm making this up. I'm not. The devil can't hide in the corner if there's no corners. They're round rooms. Well, the Oval Office, as far as I'm concerned, had plenty of devils hiding in the corner. Which brings us to the World Series, even though the only teams that play are from the United States of America. I'm sure there's a team in Latvia or something that kicked the Astros' asses. But anyhow, if you're not watching the World Series, I don't necessarily blame you, not because you don't like baseball or something like that. A lot of people, once the Cardinals are not in it anymore, they just stop watching and call themselves baseball fans, but they don't watch the World Series, which I've always been, I found that sort of curious. But in any event, ratings are in for the first night on Tuesday night for game one, about a little over 10 million people watching, which is a great number for a primetime show, but not for the history of the World Series where the numbers just keep declining and keep declining. I'm not paying any attention to it right now because I just don't like any of the teams. I don't like the state of Georgia and everything that's going on in that place and Marjorie Taylor Greene and stuff like that, even though probably shouldn't take it on the Braves, but I do. But it's that goddamn all that sort of stuff. I can't watch a baseball game and enjoy myself while those idiots are doing that chop thing. And then the Astros, don't even get me started on them. But I will at least say this. As people argue with me all the time saying that football has become the national sport, and I understand what you're getting at, but here's the thing. When the National Football League can show me that they can put 30, 40, 50,000 people in the stands 162 nights or days out of the year, as opposed to 16 weekends in the fall, that's when you can say it's the national sport, because baseball does that. Baseball is out there 162 days and nights spread over about, you know, what, 6 or 7 months. And, you know, places are filled every night. And there are some ballparks where they're getting, you know, 9 or 10,000. But, you know, on average, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 people, depending on the franchise and who's winning and who's losing and stuff like that. 162 nights and days a year, as opposed to 16 weekends in the fall. Or it's not 17. Okay, it's 17 now. But I'll tell you this, at least the people who are watching the World Series are watching for the game and not for the commercials like the Super Bowl. where people are just looking for, and there's nothing wrong with this, looking for an excuse to have a massive party with a lot of food and a lot of yelling and screaming and jumping up and down and people dressing like they're football players. There's nothing wrong with that. However, by their own admission, a majority of people watching the Super Bowl and going to Super Bowl parties are there for the party and to watch the commercials, and the game is just an afterthought. So much for your national sport. One hell of a football game tonight, although I've been so disappointed lately in some of the matchups. You know, you look at this game and you go, oh, wow, what a great matchup. And it's, you know, 23-0 at halftime. And you're like, crap, playing my whole weekend around this and now the game stinks. But tonight, if they can't figure out a way to make this work tonight and give us a decent ball game, I don't know what to tell you, but the Packers, 6-1 against the Arizona Cardinals, 7-0 tonight in Thursday Night Football. That is a great matchup.
Hello, JC. How are you?
How many years have you been involved with the Kimswick Apple Butter Festival, Connie Schmidt?
Oh, I have been involved. I kind of got sucked into this years ago as a helper. And then the person who was running it retired, and then she passed away. And so I kind of just took over where she was leading. It's probably 35 years.
Oh, my goodness. And how many years has the thing actually been going on?
44.
Oh, my gosh. So let's talk about it. We're in sort of uncharted territory. It's a given that every spring when you have the Strawberry Festival, it's good for like 30, 40,000 people. And then in the fall, here comes the Apple Butter Festival. And that's like well over 100,000 people, sometimes 130, 140,000 people. But we're coming off the cancellation last year because of the pandemic. How difficult has this made your job in terms of trying to imagine, if you will, and project how many people are going to show up this weekend?
Well, we have under our normal 650 vendors, but we do have probably 550. Some vendors had quit, and we did, as a COVID cautionary deal, we deleted a lot of booths so that they would be spread out a little bit more. Our aisles are bigger, things like that. Now, as far as our visitors for the Strawberry Festival, we had a record number of visitors. Our vendors were down because we chose to do that. But the visitors were phenomenal. Everybody was ready to get out. We had hand sanitizers around. We have masks. We do not have a mask mandate in Jefferson County, but we do have free masks available for anybody that chooses one. We have on our buses hand sanitizer and hand sanitizer stations all around the town.
For people who have never been to the Kimswick Apple Butter Festival, which happens Saturday and Sunday in beautiful downtown Kimswick, getting into the place, we don't have flooding this year. That has wreaked havoc in years past because it wiped out a lot of the parking all around the satellite lots. You don't have that problem, so you should have plenty of parking. And do you suggest that people just come in off the main drag?
Yes, we do now. Because of the rain, we do have plenty of parking so far. We are hoping that the rain is not as quite of obstacle as they're calling for. If our parking lots are too wet, to our parking areas, I guess our fields are too wet to park on. We do have plenty of parking up at the Windsor campus, which is off 6167. If the grounds are dry enough on Highway K, just come in from 6167, pull there. There is plenty of parking there. Also, if you do park up at the Windsor campus off 6167, there will be free shuttle buses. Now, there is a parking charge, but that goes to the Windsor band parents. So they will be taking care of that, and then it is a donation to them. However, the shuttle buses are free.
So even though it's going to be a little soggy for Thursday and Friday, the forecast for Saturday, sunny in the 57, and then on Sunday, sunny in 61 with low winds. What are some of the things you'd like people to check out when they get there?
You know, of course, we have our wonderful, one of the new LaChance wineries in town. And so that will be open. All of our other shops will be open. So many handmade crafter booths this year, so many more than previously. We have all types of different food booths. We have Colombian, we have Greek, we have Italian, we have Thai, we have barbecue, we have just every kind of food imaginable.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for people to sort of walk around and people watch. And normally that would be a fun thing anyhow, but people have been so cooped up for the last almost 2 years. And so this is an opportunity to come out, breathe some fresh air, get a little sunshine. You know, you're outside, so you're at very, very low risk of contracting anything. I mean, everybody says that if you're outside, you're so much better off. So you have all that going for you. And so hopefully this is the year where, you know, things really turn the corner and you guys get back on track with this incredibly successful thing every year.
Yes, we surely hope so. And this year we do have 4 different beer stands, which we usually only have 2 or 3. The Harold's Distributing from Imperial, Missouri, they did give us a really cool flameless fire pit. And then also a cooler. So we're going to raffle that off. Something that I did forget that we had started new this year is I had been to a few different festivals around, and I noticed that they're doing like a child ID bracelet type thing. It's very easy to do. And we had bought a lot of these little bracelets. And so the only thing you will do is put the child's phone number on that. Put it on the child. You don't put a name. You don't do a parent's name. That way, if you do get separated from your child, you know, they go to a police officer or to a committee member, we can look at that band and call the parent's number or the adult that they're with.
And the information, people are under a lot of mistaken impressions about stuff like this. The number doesn't like go into some database or anything like that.
No, not at all. The parent can write the phone number on there and put it on the child. We don't do anything with it. We give them the ID bracelet and the pen, and they do that. To where that way, if a child does get separated and I see a lost child, I take that child, I just stand there with the child and we call the parent. So it's very easy, and it just gives the parents a little bit of security that, you know, in a crowded place like that, they will be able to find their child. Usually when it's so crowded like that, the child could be 2 feet away and the parent couldn't see them possibly. So, you know, this is just a little added security for them.
Right. No rest for the weary, because when this is over, you got the Dear Widows weekend, the Christmas open house, Small Business Saturday, and then all the Christmas stuff starts with the festival and the cookie walk and the elf on the shelf. And all of this is on the Kimswick website, which is gokimswick.com. Gokimswick.com. You get all the details, not only about all that stuff, but anything you need to know that we didn't cover here in our short little conversation about the Kimswick Apple Butter Festival going on this weekend. And it looks like I said, it might be a little soggy for the first part of the weekend, but Saturday and Sunday look awesome. So hopefully this is going to be a great weekend for you guys.
Yes.
And if you see somebody with a determined look on her face, with a walkie-talkie in one hand and a steering wheel and a golf cart in the other hand, that's probably Connie Schmidt, and I would not recommend getting in her way. She is on a mission.
I will be moving slower this time because I do have 4 broken ribs.
That's right. That's right. So in any event, okay, hopefully you guys have a great weekend for all of this. I'm sorry I will not be in town for it, but maybe next year with the Kimswick Apple Butter Festival happening all weekend. And again, all the details on the website, gokimswick.com. Get everything you need to know. Connie, so nice to talk to you again. Maybe we'll be back in town in a couple of months around Christmas time. Hopefully we'll look you up then, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Kimswick loves you, JC.
All right, Dom. Thank you so much.
I love that, Connie. I'm not kidding either about that golf cart and the walkie-talkie. Stay out of her way if you know what's good for you. All right, now it's going to be chilly in the morning. A lot of rain, obviously soggy today. And by the way, Is there any connotation that goes with the word soggy that is upbeat and positive? Because I can't think of one. If something is soggy, it's almost always used in a negative fashion. I mean, you never hear anybody say, "Oh, yummy, this toast is nice and soggy." You know, if you're using the word soggy, whatever it is you're dealing with is no damn good, but I digress. But like I said, yeah, it's going to get to, well, Sunday night, temperatures somewhere in the upper 30s, and next week in St. Louis could be looking at the first hard freeze, at least in the outlying areas, so we shall see. But, you know, here it is. It's almost November 1st, so what do you expect? You live in St. Louis, and it's almost November. Which brings up this issue that people have been talking about for years and years and years, because if it's the middle of winter, like you just say it's the last week of January, and it hits 50 degrees, you're like, this is fantastic. But if it's been 75 or 80 degrees recently, and then all of a sudden it drops to 50, it feels so much colder. So why is temperature such a relative thing? Well, it turns out there's a scientific explanation for this phenomenon. Unlike that of any other animals, and we are animals in a way, human skin responds quickly and accurately to both hot and cold temperature changes. Tiny vessels called arterioles, they dilate or constrict to help dissipate heat or conserve it. These mechanisms allow humans to achieve precise internal temperature control. And a lot of this came out of Penn State, by the way. It's a uniquely human system. In the summer, our capillaries expand for more efficient heat loss. In the winter, they contract to protect our core body temperature. So when it suddenly gets cold, our bodies haven't adjusted to this change. So the cold snap is a shock to the system. And of course, this is the last weekend we have coming up where we have any sort of daylight at all. Daylight saving kicks in next weekend. And every year, it seems like the politicians get around and they say, yeah, we're going to get rid of this because nobody likes it. And we're not even sure why we're doing it anymore. And everybody seems like they would like the extra hour of sunlight. So we're going to get rid of this whole daylight saving time thing and just make it standard time all the time. You get the extra hour of sunlight. And then, of course, they never do it because they're too busy with partial birth abortions or finding out what these two numbnuts, Manchin and Sinema, just, you know, slowing down societal evolution as we know it. Obviously, swim season is over. Unless you belong to a health club and they got a pool or something like that. I have mixed emotions about this. On one hand, it's like, yeah, bring it on. I'd love to see it. And on the other hand, you think to yourself, this is not a good sign that we're doing stuff like this. Labia cleavage, a swimwear nightmare, also known as a full bikini wax or the Sphinx. A client's results can last 3 to 6 weeks depending on the individual's hair growth rate. The downside, while in most cases hair growth is minimal during the first week or two, it noticeably increases in the third and fourth week. In other words, be prepared to spend some money. But they're marketing swimsuits right now where the phenomenon known as camel toe is actually a feature. In other words, as opposed to women going out of their way to make sure this phenomenon does not occur to them when they're walking along the beach and people are like, wow, look at that. So there's usually like a, you know, a little piece of cloth or something in there, a little extra little area there. Well, now women, especially the younger women, are saying, no, we actually want that. We want people to know what's down there. I mean, after all, you think about it, we're walking around in an outfit where our cleavage is considered very, very attractive. Every woman looking for that nice cleavage. So if we have cleavage up there, why not have cleavage down there too? And I guess when you stop to think about it, there's nothing really wrong with it. And, you know, how can cleavage on top be good? Did cleavage on the bottom be no good? It's not logical. And at the same time, there's a little voice in the back of your head going, I don't know about this. And then you have the problem of Richard Jefferson, plays in the NBA, and he has a big beef with a former NBA ball boy, admitting he was a jerk to the guy, but explained it was because the man used to stare at his junk in the locker room. Richard Jefferson broke it all down in a now-deleted TikTok over the weekend, responding to a video that a former ball boy had made recently. In the ball boy's video, he claimed Jefferson was always condescending and, quote, the biggest jerk I met, end quote. Jefferson revealed he did, in fact, often give the guy the cold shoulder, but said it was because the guy was constantly staring at his junk in the locker room. Here's the quote. "That's why I didn't interact with you. This is why I avoided you. That's why I didn't talk to you, because you were looking at our junks the whole time." Look at it, he made it plural, our junks. Jefferson concluded his video by railing against the man further. "I just thought you wanted the attention. I'll give you the attention. That's why I never interacted with you." When I was a young reporter and going into places like the Cardinal Clubhouse after the game, I will confess that it is something that you have to be careful about, because you're sort of standing there and the first thing that you realize is, wow, I'm in the Cardinal Clubhouse. And you're just all pumped about that. Now you're like, wow, look, that's Larry Walker. And I'm just going back to some references that I recall, you know, back in the 90s and stuff. There's Larry Walker. Look, there's Jim Edmonds. But then they drop their towel. It's like, wow, there's Jim Edmonds' dick. And for just a brief moment, you do have to sort of remind yourself, don't look down, don't look down. You got to get thrown out of here. You got to get a lot of dirty looks. But I mean, I think it's just a natural reaction. Or is it, JC? My subconscious speaking me this morning. As you know, for decades, I've been keeping records and my planners and stuff like that, so I can tell you where I was, who I was with, what was going on any given date. I have all the original planners going all the way back to the very early 1980s, but I still have a couple of notations from stuff that goes back further than that. And in fact, it was on this date in 1974 that on the campus of Northern Illinois University, where I was an alleged student, I saw a band called Fleetwood Mac in 1974. Now, you'll recall that it was Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joining the band right around 75 that really launched them into what we, you know, now know as possibly the greatest supergroup in the history of music. But back then, they were still coming off a blues band. There's a Fleetwood Mac album from 1969. That, you know, with Peter Green and stuff like that, it was a blues band. And, you know, they went through so many reincarnations. Christine McVie was along. And in fact, in 74, I'm trying to remember, it was either the Mystery to Me or the Penguin album? I forget, but I think one of them was the one with Hypnotized on it. I'm going to have to look this up because my memory is failing me a little bit. I mean, Jesus Christ, it was 1974. Give me a break trying to remember anything from the 70s while I was in college. Come on. But I remember the band being really, really good and thinking to myself, these guys might go somewhere. And we have new research this morning. The past year has been very tough. Apparently, according to the numbers, Americans drank more, smoked more, and exercised less during the pandemic. Finally, my time on this planet has arrived. And if you're looking for a job, honest to God, the world Wildlife Fund is looking for volunteers to track walruses from space using satellite images. And women are hearing that going, hey, I'm having enough trouble just keeping track of my big fat husband when he says he's going to the bar. I'll skip the walruses. But have you seen my husband recently? Not a lot of difference. And I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, at the age of 95, mind you, Tony Bennett set a record as the oldest person to release an album of new material. Well, that at least until this spring when Betty White's rap album comes out. All right, that's it. That's the podcast for the 28th of October, 2021 here at jcontheline.com. Back tomorrow with our Halloween special podcast. You can contact me by email at jc@jcontheline.com. By the way, thank you for all the nice notes on Facebook. The Showgram with JC Corcoran, as yesterday was the 12th anniversary of the company pulling the plug on our sensational morning show on K-Hits 96 a dozen years ago. Even with our history of ratings and revenue and success and familiarity and likability and all the cool stuff we were doing on the show, the company was like, we can't figure out a way to make money. We've got to close you down. Is it a wonder? Is it a wonder that people are paying $16 a month for SiriusXM for something they could get for free if it was any good? All right. A big thanks to Connie Schmidt down there in Kimmswick, the big Kimmswick Apple Butter Festival going on this weekend. The big days are Saturday and Sunday. And even though it's going to be a lot of rain between now and then, by Saturday, like I said, it's supposed to be in the upper 50s. Sunday looks like low 60s. Should be fantastic out there. It's a really, really good time. Something you can do. Get out of the house, breathe some fresh air, and get a little sunshine and go face down into a funnel cake. What do you say? All right, that's it. Gotta go. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.